check out the Full Press Hockey Podcast with Jim Behringer, the best in the business. It's going to be great.
Welcome to this Full Press Hockey Daily here on the Full Press Radio Network. I'm your host, Jim Behringer, the voice of Full Press Hockey. Get this iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. Guys, the NHL trade deadline, it's right around the corner, March 8th. Don't forget, Full Press Hockey will be on live 1 to 3, Full Press Hockey Weekly. Check it out on our social media networks. But we got big trades to talk about in the National Hockey League. It's been a while since we did one of these dailies. Look, the Calgary Flames were a point of emphasis throughout this trade deadline, going back to November when Nikita Zadorov wanted out, when they were up in Toronto. It's led to Elias Lindholm being traded. It's led to the Flames having one of the best records in the National Hockey League since that time period. And now they make another move. They trade Chris Tanev to the Dallas Stars, who made a late push to get Tanev because we knew New Jersey, we knew Toronto, maybe Tampa, Vegas. There were a bunch of teams in on Chris Tanev, but Toronto didn't want to part with a first-round pick to get Tanev because he's a rental. Maybe if he was on an extension, they would do it, but they didn't. So Dallas gives up a second, a conditional third, and Artem Grushnikov, an AHL defenseman who could potentially be the replacement for Chris Tanev in a couple of years when he hits the NHL because he's done really well down there. So the Flames get great value for him. They've gotten great value for Lindholm. Remember, Kuzmenko was part of that deal. They got great value for Nikita Zadorov. And Craig Conroy, the general manager, is written on Full Press Hockey. He continues to just do what he said he was going to do back when he took over the job as general manager. He's going to trade away his pending free agents to get value, get assets, players, picks, whatever it is, so his players do not go to free agency and walk for nothing. They do not want to have another Johnny Gaudreau situation. And look, Gaudreau did wrong by the Flames as well because he basically just told them the day before free agency he wasn't going to sign. Matthew Tkachuk was a little different. He just said he wasn't going to extend there and he was an RFA, so they got rid of him. They bring in Jonathan Huberdeau. It kind of hasn't worked out, but he's starting to find his groove in 2024, which is good. Nazem Kadri doesn't see this team as a seller, which is even better. Because, look, they've had one of the best records since the All-Star break. So they moved Tanev. They've moved Lindholm. They moved Zadorov. All pending UFAs. Noah Hanifin's an unrestricted free agent defenseman. There's a deal on the table if he wants to take it, but he hasn't wanted to take it. He's yes, he's no, maybe so. So, look, it looks like Calgary's going to move on from him, but they're going to ask for a first-round pick. Plus, you know, it's going to be a big-time package for this guy. Maybe he's packaged through Jacob Markstrom. Maybe he's not. But don't forget, Jacob Markstrom's there for Calgary as well. But, and we'll get to that in a minute. But the Calgary Flames are doing things the right way. You know, guys are coming in and producing. Blake Coleman's, the Igor Sharangovich's. Remember, Sharangovich was part of that Tyler Toffoli trade in the summer. he's produced. You know, Kadri's done his thing. Huberto's starting to play better. Kuzmenko, who has been sick, has started to produce as well for the Flames. So the Calgary Flames are in a good position. Craig Conroy's positioning his team for the future, and they're retooling on the fly. And I think that was the best route of action because they weren't going to go full and rebuild. You know you have Dustin Wolf coming. You know you have Dan Vladar there. Jacob Markstrom's signed for a couple of more years at $6 million. And Markstrom's been the reason why the Flames are hanging around in playoff position, right? And Jacob Markstrom's been tied to the New Jersey Devils. So is Noah Hanifin, right? Hanifin has been linked to the New Jersey Devils and potentially could go to the Devils. But they have those players in Luke Hughes and Simone Nemec. But again, is a contract. Do the Devils want to give up the assets for a guy like Hanifin who may not sign an extension? They did that last year with Timo Meier. They got lucky and he stayed. I don't know if they can go 2-for-2. And they're dealing with that with Tyler Toffoli right now because they're on a big stretch in their season where if they don't get 4-5 points out of this Western California road trip, they might kiss the playoffs goodbye, and they may already have. And maybe you're starting to sell off some assets. But we know the Devils need goaltending. But we know that market is dwindling. As I put out yesterday on my Twitter, at Jim Berenger, you think about it. The Nashville Predators have pulled UC Saros. They're right back in the playoff mix, and you knew this was coming. Once Nashville went on a run, they got close. Guys like Tommy Novak, guys like UC Saros, Alexander Carrier were not going to be available. Barry Trotz likes all those players. They potentially want to extend Saros. And then you could go Saros and Askarov for a couple of years. And then maybe Lankinen's the odd man out in Nashville. And the Devils, as we reported, there was a deal. Not a deal in place, but this is what Barry Trotz wanted. He wanted to give up Alexander Carrier, retain 50%, and UC Saros to New Jersey for Dawson Mercer, Seamus Casey, a first-round pick this year, second-round pick next year, and Akir Schmid. Well, Tom Fitzgerald doesn't want to move Dawson Mercer. He hasn't wanted to move him since last year. Dawson Mercer, the Sharks were looking at. Winnipeg Jets were looking at Dawson Mercer for Connor Hellebuck when the Devils were trying to do this in the offseason. So Tom Fitzgerald has to decide what assets he wants to give up and what assets he wants to keep. But don't forget, Saros has a year left after this year at $5 million. Jake Allen has another year left this year. Jacob Markstrom, who the deal was in place before retention got pulled. And what's interesting about the deal with the Dallas Stars and Calgary Flames is the Devils were a part of it, and they retained 50% of Tanev. There's speculation here, nothing concrete. But you almost wonder, Craig Conroy and Tom Fitzgerald kind of have a handshake agreement in place when it comes to Jacob Markstrom. Maybe they're adding Hanifin to this and saying, hey, you know, we'll retain up to, say, like 40% on Markstrom over the next couple of years. You give us Holtz, you give us a first. You give us something else because it's not going to be a goalie because they have Dustin Wolf and they have Dan Vladar. So they say, okay, and then we go back to the original deal because it was right there before it got pulled. It was literally going to go to the league office from what I was told. So something happened, the price of retention, because there's always a little chart where teams can say, hey, you know, this is what X is. This is what it's going to cost you for this. And it got pulled at the last minute. So now New Jersey may have to wait. And these teams don't have to move these goalies, right? There's no obligation. They're not pending U.S. unrestricted free agent goaltenders. The market's dwindled. No Marc-Andre Fleury. No UC Saros. Fleury was 50-50 at best if he was going to leave Minnesota because he had a no-trade clause. So he had all. He had it all. He could decide no. He could decide yes. So Saros, Fleury off the board, maybe Markstrom too, Allen. Again, are the bottom options better than what the Devils have? Because Nico Dawes has really rode the system, and he's getting hot, and he's giving them the timely save that they need. But it was a missed opportunity in the offseason for the Devils to address an area of weakness where you knew your defense was going to take a step back with no Ryan Graves, no David Severson, no lack of physicality in front. And now this is what you're seeing. So New Jersey has to decide, do they want the goaltender? Because time is ticking on this. March 8th is a little over a week away. and it keeps ticking and ticking and ticking and ticking and ticking. So things are starting to percolate, but what did the Devils do? And this stretch is going to determine a lot. And if they don't think that they have enough or the value's not there, do they wait until the offseason? Because they have to. Now, they should do it now, especially a guy like Markstrom, because he's the guy that they need. You see it all the time in these big games. But again, the Flames are not obligated to trade him. And, you know, goaltending was going to be an issue. It was not a matter of if, it was when. And now when is here, and we know the goaltending took a step back, and Nico Dawes is doing all he can for the Devils. But again, the options for New Jersey are starting to dwindle, and they've been dwindling for a while. And now they're really the only team in the hunt for a goaltender. You know, you could say LA, you could say Colorado. Edmonton's really had their goaltending, you know, kind of solidified now. Carolina's got goalies. They're probably going to move looking for a forward. You know, Colorado would like a backup goalie, but they need a center. So the market is the Devils, and that's pretty much it. So yeah, the rest of the league knows they need a goalie. Let's see what they can do. You know, you speak of offense. We talk about Jake Guentzel. He's out there in Pittsburgh. He's still hurt. Do the Penguins move? They're starting to win some games since Kyle Dubas talked about, oh, we need to get younger. We have all these guys. I think Riley Smith is a guy that definitely gets moved. Maybe they move Rickard Rakell. Is this a possibility? Yes. And I think the Vegas Golden Knights and Riley Smith reunion is, I think that's a possibility. I think it's a really good possibility. Maybe he goes back to Florida too. But Vegas has got some long-term injured reserve space. For those that don't know, you can put a player on LTIR, and it doesn't count against your cap. And if he comes back for the playoffs, we've seen it with Kucherov. We've seen it with Vegas last year. We see it Patrick Kane down the so on and so forth. It's not illegal. It's not unethical. It's part of the rules. It's not cheating. It happens all the time. The key, again, similar to what the Devils do with Toffoli and other guys, is going the next stretch for Pittsburgh is going to determine a lot with Jake Guentzel. Now, I'm firmly in the belief that I think Jake Guentzel is going to stay in Pittsburgh. Now, anything can happen, as we'll get to in a minute, in Vancouver. But I think Jake Guentzel is going to stay. And I think because as much as you can get assets for a guy, can you replace that goal scoring? I always heard that when you said, oh, well, they re-signed Malkin. Well, you shouldn't have re-signed Malkin. Well, who are you going to get to replace his production? And I think that's the same questions you're going to have to ask yourself about Jake Guentzel, because the history of Kyle Dubas shows that the tough decision is coming, but when it comes, they usually say, hey, you know, we'll keep with the guys we got. But does Guentzel want to go through a rebuild or retool on the fly? And I think that's what the Penguins are going to try to do. I think that's what the Capitals are doing. And that's what the Flames are doing. The Jets did it, and look, it's paid dividends. So look, Guentzel and the Penguins, it's a tricky situation. Teams are calling about him. Teams want him, but it's a high price to pay, especially for a team that's got games in hand, moving up the wild card standing. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do. I think they make a minor move here and there. Their goalies are available. And speaking of goalies, like, look, Tristan Jarry was out the door in Pittsburgh, gone, 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 and then he resigns for 5 years. So anything can happen. Like, you look in Vancouver, right? And it was a similar situation in Toronto. William Nylander said, I'm focused on the season. I don't care about my contract. Let my agent handle it. He got his contract done. Same with Elias Pettersson. Elias Pettersson is saying, look, I want to focus on playing hockey. I want to help the Vancouver Canucks win. Reports are coming out that they're inching closer to a contract. All year long, it was supposed to be wait till the end. And then Pettersson's a restricted free agent, so things are different. And now all of this trade speculation. He was never leaving Vancouver. Plain and simple, never leaving Vancouver. And it's just a leverage move. And I think he gets 8x12. I think he's a $12 million player, but he was always going to wait. And that was the thing. Like, it was no alarm. He just kept saying what he was saying. He was standing ground on what he wanted to do. And his belief of, I want to wait until the season's over. I want to help this team. I want to focus on hockey. And now the contract stuff has come in. The trade and his play has dropped a little bit. The Vancouver Canucks have dropped a little bit. Still one of the better teams in the Western Conference. But I think they get something done. And I think it's probably like similar to what we've seen in years past. These extensions get done right before the deadline. Something will happen next week, maybe this weekend. Who knows? But Pedersen's a Canuck. They're going to keep the band together, and they're doing things the right way. And you got to love what Vancouver's done and the pieces that they've added. You know, Vegas, could they be a player in the Noah Hanifin sweepstakes? What about Tampa Bay? I think Tampa Bay's in the Noah Hanifin sweepstakes. They got LTIR money. What about the Bruins? We've heard them linked to him. I mean, look, the Bruins were linked to Sean Monahan. They were linked to Elias Lindholm, but they didn't want to pay a high price. And who can blame them? They have some regret. They're being a little bit conservative. Yes, they need center help, but they're afraid of what happened last year. You give up all these assets and then you lose in the first round of Stanley Cup playoffs. I think maybe they're going to keep those first round picks and maybe they don't make any moves. You know, I don't know if Linus Omark is going at the deadline, but I think he moves in the summer because Jeremy Swayman needs a new contract and he's the guy of the future. And I think they can get something for him in the summer. And the Devils were linked to Omark last summer, but again, they didn't want to pay a premium for him. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens up until March 8th. A lot of movement. Look, again, we saw Lindholm, we saw Monahan move. We thought more movement was coming. We've now seen Tanev move because Calgary was holding up everything. Does all the dominoes start to fall? We're going to see because, you know, did the market really get set by this Tanev deal? You know, Sean Walker's still available in Philly. Nick Seeler, but I think Seeler is going to sign that extension. They're talking to Walker, but I think you got to stick with the plan here, even with Jamie Drysdale going down, because when Drysdale was brought in, he was supposed to be, you know, Walker was gone, right? Walker was gone from the beginning. But, you know, with these injuries, do you rethink things just because you're in the playoff spot? You use them as own rentals, and that's what we talked about with the goalies. But they're not own rentals because they're not UFAs. But in Walker's case and Seeler's case, they are. Go down that Columbus route of 2019. But maybe you try to trade them in the offseason. Again, it all depends, you know, where the Flyers are in the standings. They're still occupy third in the Metro. So there's a lot of moving pieces out there. What do teams want to give up? So it's going to be interesting to see what happens up until March 8th. Stay tuned for more on FullPressHockey.com. This has been the Full Press Hockey Daily here on the Full Press Radio Network. I've been your host, Jim Berenger. Get it iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Take care and enjoy trade season.
Barry Trotz, Nashville Predators, making sure you're listening to Full Press Hockey Podcast.